And now this is a dictation for Daniel. Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M, October 9, 1957. Address as a letter to Dr. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Peltier, P as in Paul, E-L, T as in today, I-E-R, 231-775-9333. Dear Dr. Peltier, post-hospital follow-up. For Mr. Wilhelm, presented to the emergency room, elevated potassium, received Lokelma. He complains of feeling tired all the time. However, that has not stopped him from playing his pickle, P-I-C-K-L-E, ball, 3 hours straight in the morning at 8 o'clock. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. He denies edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system is extensively negative. Next paragraph, medication list includes Monjaro, Amlodipine, Benazepril, Terazosin, Vitamin D-125, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, prison blood pressure 120 over 60, right-sided, alert oriented times 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are normal, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, I review the emergency room visit. Potassium 6.4 was treated with Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A. In the emergency room, chemistries hemoglobin was 11.5. normal sodium. At the time of discharge, potassium down to 5.4. Metabolic acidosis 19. Creatinine around 3.8, 3.5. GFR 17, 18. Normal calcium, magnesium. Normal albumin. Has protein in the urine with an albumin creatinine ratio 287, still microscopic. Resting A1C 5.4, normal 3T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, advanced renal failure, underlying diabetes, hypertension, prior imaging, a small kidney on the left comparing to the right, there was no obstruction or urinary retention. We are going to do arterial Doppler to make sure that there is no renal artery stenosis. ACE inhibitors can control blood pressure very well, but will not protect ischemic changes on the kidney. I did not stop the ACE inhibitors yet, although we might be forced to do it if worsening creatinine and persistent elevated potassium. Blood test will be updated soon. No need for EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Small metabolic acidosis, presently no bicarbonate replacement. He understands the meaning of advanced kidney disease. And if we don't find any reversible factors, we need to start potentially preparing for dialysis, which is done based on symptoms. We encourage to do a dialysis class and AV fistula when GFR consistently below 20. All issues discussed at length. End of dictation.